This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. If the Virginia Tech killer wanted to orchestrate national media coverage, he sure found a way to do so. The still photos showed an angry Soonhui Cho pointing guns at the camera. The video captured his rambling anger. NBC is now drawing some fire for broadcasting portions of the video and other materials Cho sent to the network after committing the first two murders Monday morning. But as NPR's David Folkenflik reports, NBC said it had an obligation to share with the public what it had learned.
NBC knew pretty much immediately that it had a hot potato on its hands. Here's NBC Nightly News anchor Brian Williams in the opening moments of his newscast last night.
When the package arrived on the desk of our news division president today, the first thing we did was call federal authorities.
And Williams acknowledged the network's qualms.
We are sensitive to how all of this will be seen by those affected, and we know we are, in effect, airing the words of a murderer here tonight.
The fallout was swift.
In fact, I will tell you that we had planned to speak to some family members of victims this morning, but they canceled their appearances because they were very upset with NBC for airing the images.
That was NBC's Meredith Vieira this morning on the Today Show. The chief of the Virginia State Police said he was disappointed by NBC's editorial decisions and that it shed no light on the killings. And just a few hours ago, Virginia Governor Tim Kaine criticized NBC.
I don't own a TV network and I don't own a newspaper, so, you know, I don't spend too much time worrying about things I can't control. But as a parent, I believe that some of it has been overdone in ways that I don't think serve any valuable purpose.
But some people with law enforcement ties welcome the coverage. Former Deputy U.S. Attorney General Philip Hyman notes that Soonhui Cho is dead and that he effectively confessed in the package he sent to NBC. So Hyman says there's no investigation to taint and no jury to influence.
I don't want to sound too much like a reporter, but the public does have a right to know. It is important that the country talk it out. And it's important to know what was going on in the perpetrator's mind.
Only a small portion of the Cho material was aired. In an interview, NBC's Brian Williams tells NPR the discussion was intense on what to do with the unexpected scoop.
It was not fun yesterday. There was no joy in this process. A mass murderer delivered to our doorstep what we termed this multimedia manifesto.
After consulting government officials, Williams says there was consensus inside NBC that some of it had to be aired.
I think there was an obligation to impart at least the spirit and the feeling of this communication and what it reflected about this gunman responsible for the worst incident of gun violence in American history.
The NBC broadcast stirred debate in other newsrooms as well. Rival networks quickly jumped on the NBC material for their shows. Today, ABC News spokesman Jeffrey Schneider said the initial excerpts on his networks were newsworthy, but that to dwell on it would be, quote, pornographic. 24-hour cable channels devoted more time. Newspapers faced their own challenges. In Albany, New York, the Times Union stripped a headline about Cho across the front page, though two other stories got even more play. The story on the manifesto included a photo of Cho wielding two guns. Rex Smith is the Albany Daily's editor-in-chief.
We thought that the image was an iconic representation of what he was saying, that it would be widely disseminated anyway, and that it would be a piece of visual journalism that our readers needed to see.
But Smith's paper kept the photo to a smaller size than many other newspapers did.
There was a point of view most prominently advocated by our design director, and that is, we shouldn't be giving this guy what he wants, which is the level of prominence.
Several students from Virginia Tech made that same case in interviews with NPR. They said they wished NBC had not aired the footage at all. NBC appears to be sensitive to that criticism. It issued a statement today saying that no more than 10% of any further news program on NBC or MSNBC would be devoted to the Cho videos. People who now visit the network's website, MSNBC.com, are warned each time they click on each new web page about Cho that the material they're about to see could be disturbing. And anchor Brian Williams says that he'll broadcast more material, but only if it sheds more light on the killings. David Folkenflik, NPR News.